the fuck?
We don't have one anymore. It's your turn.
You're welcome.
No, Kevin, I was on the Boulevard one night.
May I put this on? This is kind of crossing over your side. Sure.
Yeah, just one of those senior moments.
Don't turn my lights on.
What are those SC colors?
Yeah, I'd like my deposit back, please.
Oh, yes, sir.
Go Heisman Trophy.
No. Go Bears. Liberty.
Oh, okay.
You look like a cheerleader.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
What, 59? A whole minute.
Okay, guys, remember now, new rules.
Go fast.
Everybody uses the mics because of the new recording system.
Is he signing anything?
Train coming. This ain't working?
Yeah.
Testing.
I'd like to call the testing to order. Would you please all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Carol, will you call the roll call for us, please?
President Graves?
Here.
Vice President Simon?
Here.
Director Fifo?
Here.
Director Tatro?
Here.
Director Dawson?
Here.
Thank you. One correction, please, to your agenda as you look at it. Item number 3 was just a cut and paste issue. There is no report and there was no closed session. So you can cross that off your agenda. There are no presentations scheduled for tonight. To be honest, I believe Chris Finetti had asked for some time, but he is suffering an injury and wasn't able to be here tonight. So we will postpone that for another time. This is the time now for public comments. Please come to the podium, speak into the mic, and give us your best 3 minutes. All at once. Okay. Consent calendar.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Any discussion by the board? Any discussion by the public?
Is this on right now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think on the consent calendar you have item G2 of a prior meeting. I think that should be discussed.
What item number are you referring to off
six.
The agenda?
Two.
Item two?
Two, aren't you?
I thought it was six.
No.
Maybe item six, it's G2 from a prior.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's item six as it reads on the consent calendar today. So we'll know what we're addressing because our packet's put together that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
not only does
he
need to be specific,
he needs to talk point. That's okay. We're commenting on it at this point. Yes, go ahead. Sorry, Don, for the confusion.
I believe that's the case. Is that the item for the letter regarding the Delta?
Do you have your agenda? I'm sorry. It says Orwood Resort and Delta RV and Boat Storage.
Yeah, that's the item.
That's the item? Okay.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
Item six. Please proceed.
So is this open for conversation or for comment
go ahead and comment.
Well, I think before I comment, I'd like to have an understanding of what is before the board.
It's in the agenda packet.
Well, it's actually a consent item. And as I understand it, well, I can handle it any way you want me to, Kevin, for President Graves. I guess I'm curious about why do we have this on the consent calendar? What's the need for doing this?
Okay. And I can explain that to you, Don, but I don't want to have a dialogue about it. So if that's your only question, then I'll answer that question and we'll be done. But otherwise...
Well, it depends what the answer is. If the answer is that there was an error made, I'd like to know what the error was.
Okay. I'm sorry, you need to turn that off. And that's what I'm doing. Okay.
Should I address you or Director Pico?
You should address me.
Thanks.
Actually, the board.
Well, all of us, but go ahead.
Either way.
But I will be the one that's responding if there's a response.
Well... On that item, there's not a single word in the agenda packet or the agenda report to the effect that an error was made. Yet in conversations I've had, I've been told that an error was made, and that's the reason this is on the consent calendar for correction. If there was an error made, I'd like to know what it was. And I think the people have a right to know what it was. Also, the agenda report says that the board directed staff to draft two letters, one for item G1 and one for item G2. That is not accurate. That's not a misunderstanding. That's just simply not accurate. The board directed staff to send a letter for G1 and write a letter for G2. In the past, when the board directed staff to write letters, the letters have come back for review. So, I guess my concern is the public was led to believe the letter for G2 would be drafted and given back to the board before it was sent, because that was the direction that was given. To draft it, to write it, but no direction to send it. And this was a wholly different direction than was given for G1. Also, if you recall, Director Pifo said that the letter for G1 did not need to come back to the board or the president for review because it was non-controversial. I don't know what the basis of Director Pifo's statement was, but given the negative public comments presented for G2, my belief the letter would go back to the board and to the president for G2, I think was entirely reasonable. Also, the letter that was sent for G2 incorrectly states that no comments were made.
I'm sorry.
I'll repeat that. No problem.
Go ahead.
We okay?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's my time.
I don't know. I wasn't keeping track, so just...
Well, we're at 7:06, so we're probably getting pretty close.
Thanks, Coach.
That was rude.
The letter incorrectly states that no comments were made. You know, it doesn't state that no relevant comments were made, or that the board had made no comments, relevant or otherwise. It says no comments were made. The fact is that that's clearly not accurate. The public made comments. In fact, Director Pifo made comments. Director Pifo commented that the applicant had cleaned up the area, and he had direct experience. You okay?
You're burning daylight, Don. Go ahead. I'm sure you're over 3 minutes. I'm trying to be courteous here.
Thanks. I'm sorry. It's not accurate. Also, Director Pifo commented the applicant had cleaned up the area and that he had direct experience with the project and the county process that included review of the water runoff. And many, he wasn't able to say which ones particularly, of the public concerns mentioned had been addressed. I strongly believe that the letter would have been more accurate if it had reported that some comments were made, because they were, and included appreciative comments that were issued.
10 seconds.
And issued a comment that the board had faith that the county would review these issues in their normal process, and that the board approved of the general application. That would have been easy to do. That's not what happened. And the fact that you didn't put that out for a motion didn't allow the public to comment on what you were planning on doing. We had no idea that that's what you were going to do.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The reason it's on the agenda is because it's for procedural issues. There was a mistake made. There was not a motion made for to go forward with to have the staff present to send the letter, and that's why it's on the consent agenda tonight. So that motion will be made. So we do acknowledge the fact that there was a procedural issue. I'll take responsibility for it. The exact occurrence was, I asked what the board wished to do. Director Tetro, I just listened to the audio. Director Tetro said the same as the previous one. So at that point, though, other comments were made which changed that from the previous ones. We didn't catch that. We did make a mistake. We were wrong, and that's why it's on the consent agenda to change. The comments that were made weren't relevant to the issue that we had before us and what the county was asking for us, and that's why there's no comments made. They weren't relevant or even responding to what the county had asked. So we're not going to send them comments about something they haven't asked for, and that's why it was said no comments. That might be a little confusing, but that's just how staff chose to write it up, and I don't have any problem with that. Don, we can't go back and forth.
We're not going to.
No, you're done.
I just want to beat the microphone. Just for the record.
Okay.
Can I comment on that?
No.
Thank you.
Any other discussion by the public on the consent calendar? Yes, Mr. McVitie.
Just a procedural question. Is in the future on consent items, are you going to discuss them in the consent? Before you used to pull them.
We haven't, we're not discussing it.
No, no, I mean, before, I mean, you did kind of discuss. Before you used to pull them.
Let me answer the question, Walter. You've asked the question, let me.
Okay, let me just finish. Before procedure was, if there was a dialogue like that, when somebody would come up.
That's not true.
Then it was pulled and then somebody would like that. And chair didn't get into making a comment back and forth. It was pulled and then discussed and they went through with the rest of it. I just was questioning if this is a new procedure. Thank you.
You're welcome. No, it's not. The board, nobody on the board asked to have that item pulled from the consent calendar. We just asked if there was any public comment. The public's made its comment. Now the board will make its vote.
Mr. President, a public person from the public can ask, I believe, to have something from the consent be pulled.
I don't believe that happened here tonight. Thank you very much, Walter.
Okay.
Just to be clear,
I would like to have a pulled for discussion.
Don?
You know what? Arrest me, but I would like to have a poll for discussion.
Council, does the public pull items from the consent calendar?
The public has a right to comment on any item. As far as pulling it, de facto it was pulled in that the public had the right to comment. The public can't force the board to enter into a discussion.
Let me ask you this, because now we're into a procedural issue. Because there's been discussion about it, will it still be voted on within the consent calendar? It hasn't technically been pulled from the consent calendar.
It may be voted on with the consent calendar. It can be done both ways.
We have a motion on the floor to vote for the consent calendar the way it stands, and we have a second on the floor to vote for it the way the consent calendar stands. Okay, just wanted to be clear on that.
Correct.
All right, any other discussion?
Call for the question.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. New business and action items.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yep, no, you're right. That was right.
Item E. Did you want to comment on that?
Yes, Mr. President. The item before you this evening results from the discussion we had at our workshop back on August the 25th regarding some board policies and procedures. And one of the items that came up for consideration and discussion was a succession if the board president and vice president cannot be at the same meeting together for whatever reason. And it would leave the remaining three board members without a successor, an appointed successor to chair the meeting. And so at our last meeting, we approved the removal of the board treasurer position that you're all aware of, and we added the position of president pro tem, and we are going to, so tonight before you is an opportunity for the board to take into consideration and appointing a board member that's not the president or current vice president as a president pro tem. So in the event there is a vacancy, in the event that the president pro tem, president and vice president are not here at the same meeting, there's an established chair to be able to conduct.
So, council, I would. Does somebody have to make a motion to have that vote?
Yes,
no. Well, wait a minute. First of all, do we have to have a motion to make that vote?
No, you do not have to have a motion to make the vote.
What's the procedure for the voting? Just so I'm clear. Because the last time we had a vote like this, I was a bit confused as to how it happened. So, I'd like clarity, please.
Well, there are two ways of doing it. One way is open nominations, and then when nominations don't require a second, and then when you're through with nominations, then you vote on nominations in order that they're made, and the first one to get three votes is appointed or elected to the position of president pro tem. And doing that procedure, board members must be aware that if they prefer, say, number two or number three on the list, that they are required to vote no for the first person. or that person would be elected. So the vote no on an individual may not necessarily mean that I'm against, you know, candidate A. It may mean that I prefer candidate B or candidate C.
I got you.
The other method is that somebody just makes a motion to appoint somebody, and then you second and you go through it. So it's pretty much however the president wants to run.
Go ahead, Mark, give a recommendation.
Well, I'm going to make that motion. I'll tell you why. The motion I would have would be that Director Tatro takes that position, and the reason being the two with past president experience are Director Pifo and Director Tatro. Director Pifo's fire department schedule may preclude him from being here.
Correct.
Director Tatro is retired, and he's pretty much at every meeting. With past experience, I think he'd be the right person to do that.
So that's a motion?
I would nominate.
Well, that's done by motion, though.
That's done by...
So you've made a motion. Is there a second to that?
The nominator made the motion.
Oh. This is not a nomination. This is a motion to appoint.
I'll make a motion to appoint.
If there's a second, and then there's a vote.
Is there a second? Is there a second for President Tatro? Or excuse me, ex-President Tatro? Director Tatro, I'm sorry. Freudian slip.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion by the board?
You need another motion?
No, I believe that we have to vote on that motion now because there was a single nomination. Do I ask for discussion from the public at this point also?
The public has a right to comment.
Yes, can I get any comments from the public? Yes, Mr. Flynn.
I can't ask about the consent calendar.
This is not about the consent calendar, fair enough. I have a question for you. In the model that you described, or through the chair, in the model that was described, it calls for opening nominations. If nominations are open and then closed, does it require a second to reopen it?
I will refer that to council for a comment.
As I explained to the board, there are two methods of going about. One is the nomination method, or one is the appointment by motion. Because there was a motion to appoint in a second, then the board is not going through the nomination procedure. I'm not really sure what your question...
Well, let me try to clarify it then. If they nominated, if they opened nominations and nominated someone and had a slew of nominees, and you explained that if you voted no on A, it wasn't because you didn't like A, it was because you might prefer B or C. Once that process takes place, can nominations be reopened?
No.
And then if they can be reopened, does it require a motion to reopen and a second, or simply a motion to reopen?
There would be no need to.
I'm asking about the process.
This is a hypothetical question that does not apply to the motion here. To reopen nominations, there would have to be a situation where nobody was gained the votes. Which was just impossible because under the common law rule, anybody abstains, it goes as a yes vote. So I really don't see what the question is about reopening nominations.
Okay. And what rules are we going by?
The rules of this district. Yeah.
Well, I'm questioning that because earlier this month...
There's been no recommendation brought back without it with regards to any change of any policies or procedures. We only had a workshop about it.
And I'm asking from that workshop, I was led to believe that there's a...
I just answered that, Don. There's no change.
Well, I haven't answered yet, so there's no way...
Well, this is... This, but, Don, see, now, here's what my issue is. I asked you if you had any comment about the motion, and the motion is whether Director Tatro should be the pro tem or not. Asking questions that don't have to do with the motion.
That's not true. My question is,
these are procedural questions.
What rules are we? Are we following Robert's rules in that determination, or some other rules?
Something hasn't happened.
If that's not a fair question, tell me.
The question is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Even under Robert's rules, you can go either way.
Okay. Thank you.
I would go ahead and call for the question.
The question on the floor is to nominate Ray Tatro as the president pro tem in that position. Hearing a call for the question, I would ask all those in favor to say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Ray. I'll try to stay away. And I'll take him with me.
I'm not sure if that is congratulations.
yeah.
Okay, does that wrap up our new business? Chair report. I really don't have any comments to make at this point in time. Are there any comments by any of the directors? Yes, Mr. Dawson.
On Monday, I attended the P6 Zone Citizen Advisory Committee meeting. There was a Lakeshore resident who shared her frustration over people running a stop sign. She actually has a YouTube video up that shows people just blaring through the stop sign. So Lieutenant Burton said that he would have the resident deputies get on that, because there's a place where you could sit and just write tickets all day, I guess. After they went through correspondence and old business, the board decided to hold off on any decisions that revolved around money until the new administration took over in January. They also decided not to hold another meeting until after that time, since there was nothing really, their hands are tied right now, because they don't want to spend money on something or try to spend money on something and have the new sheriff come in and say no. So they're waiting to see what his, you know, his stances are and move forward. The one thing that I thought was really good, if anyone wants to see it, is the ad hoc committee is working on ways to identify our police car as a Discovery Bay car. And I can pass this down to you guys if you want to see it. But they have really cool little logo on the side of Discovery Bay. And I asked them, just to be proper, to send us a letter and ask us permission. And they're going to do that.
Well, if they promise to take the sticker out of the back window.
Well, no, look, it's different now.
And be clear, the like logo is copyrighted.
It is. The logo is copyrighted, and they use it in the Star. So they're going to be sending us a letter asking for permission. And there will be no more P6 zone meetings until January 10th, I think is the day, that they will have their next meeting.
Okay. Where's the stop sign taken?
The stop sign is in Lakeshore, and it's
at a dead end of the street.
It's at a place where you know where the Mariners church is.
The other way. That's why
they would have got that land where the church is now. It would have went straight, and now it dead ends, and there's a stop sign. And people, even school buses on the YouTube video, are blowing right through it.
Well, you can only make a right-hand turn off of it, and it comes from a dead end. So it would be hard for an accident to occur there. But in fact, they are running the stop sign. I watched the video myself.
Yeah,
she has a point. Any Director Tatro?
I'm sorry to
talk. Go ahead, Director.
I also went to the school board meeting, and there's a new resource officer who is actually, I think he started yesterday or the day before. He seems like a really nice guy, for those of you who know people in the middle school. They talked about the anti-bullying program, and what they're noticing is they're really reaching out to the kids and trying to make the kids feel comfortable with coming to the deputy and with coming to with the teachers and to say, hey, I'm being bullied. So they're seeing an increase in the amount of bullying, but they think it's not that there's any more bullying going on. You just have more kids coming out and saying, I'm being bullied. So, you know, we have about a year left with the resource officer, and something I want the community to know, that we will be losing that resource next November. So,
who's funded that?
The funding came from a grant and also from the Sheriff's Department. The problem is all the grants right now through the Department of Justice and similar things are based on high violence schools, and there's not a lot for this kind of program. But they are investigating that, and hopefully that'll be something that we can handle before November.
Thank you. Anything else, Director Dawson?
No, thank you.
Director Tatro, anything?
Yeah, I have one thing, and I'm not sure how we go about it, but I have a request that on some meetings, the director comments are at the beginning of the meeting, and then like the next meeting, they're at the back. And I would like to ask that the director comments are always at the beginning, because if you really have something you want to get out, I know it's shocking, but a lot of times at the end of the meeting, there's like nobody here. So,
yeah, it's interesting you should say that, Director Tatro, because I made that exact same comment when I started. I said, how come it's bouncing around? And it's because the board asked Virgil to do it that way.
Well, I would like to know if it would be the will of the board.
So I just said, if you guys want it that way, I'm not going to rock the boat. But
let's rock it.
Wait, before you go, do you have anything else?
Well, how do we do that?
I think we're going to discuss that at this point, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you have some comments, Director FIFA?
Yeah, it's just my experience that they're at the end. That way, if anything comes up during the meeting, directors can discuss it or talk about it. If you have your comments at the beginning, then you have no opportunity to discuss. And quite often we hear from the audience, they'll say, I want somebody to be able to answer this. So that is why it's at the end. That's usually where I see it on the agenda.
And it, from the explanation I got was that it alternated back and forth because when there, the first meeting always has all the reports at the beginning, and that's when they put it. And then the odd one, they put moved to the back. But I don't, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know if we want to, I don't know how to handle that.
Add it as a future agenda item.
Okay, let's put it on a future agenda item.
Good deal.
For discussion. Thank you, Ray, for that input. Director Simon, any comment? Director Pifo?
Nope.
Okay, General Manager.
I have two items tonight. The first is just informational only, just so you know that the RFP for water, wastewater services is in the street, and it is out there. And we are actually conducting our first tour of the sites tomorrow. And then we have another tour about a week after that, so that'll be taking place.
Clarification. So
yes.
The RFP has come back and has now been distributed for bidding?
Correct.
The board, has the board seen the RFP yet?
The board did not see the RFP. The board was distributed, or the RFP was distributed out.
Okay. I think the board would like to have a copy of it.
Well, I will provide
is that.
Copy.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll
thank you.
A copy.
I just one question. Did we do any peer review on the RFD before?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
We sent that out, and there was a fairly lengthy peer review. It came back, just so you know, on the peer review, that it was a very well done RFP, and
that was the comment that was made about it when it came back.
There were a number of edits that were recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were pertinent, some of them were not pertinent, but most of them were applicable. So they were mostly minor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then the other item is, for those of you who have an interest, Farron Perez is in the back room way, Farron. And her new town vehicle is parked out front. For those of you who haven't seen it, I wanted to give an opportunity to do that so that the board can go ahead and see what they approved. And one of those things you can actually put your hands on it, something that you've actually bought. So.
Thank you. Legal counsel?
Excuse me, can we comment on that?
Sure.
Thanks.
It's white.
Silver and black.
Thank
yeah.
you. I got that about right there. The RFP, is that going to be available on the website?
It's not up on the website, no.
Can it be on the website?
No reason why it couldn't be.
Will it be on the website?
Is there any, let me ask you this, is there it's out there in the public, it's out there being distributed, is there any reason why it shouldn't be?
Not at all.
Then let's go ahead and, when you get around to putting stuff up and loading stuff up, scan that in and put it up there. Thank you. Legal counsel, no report?
No report.
Correspondence listed, public records request listed.
I have a question on public records.
Yes, anonymous, what can I do for you?
That's what, anonymous? Do we take anonymous record requests?
Yes.
And that's in the, I guess legal would ask, that's in the law, you can anonymously ask? I'm just curious, I didn't know that.
Well,
that
who do you give it to?
It's not making sense.
You send it to one place.
Sure, somebody comes.
I don't know the facts on this, but somebody can come up to the counter and say, I want to see such records, and I have a right to see them.
Their request would also be a public record as well?
Yes, but it's an oral request,
right.
so we don't
make a record of all requests.
Yeah, we don't make a record of it. I mean, that's kind of silly. How do we know?
In this situation, it was a request that came through the website, through the request for information component,
okay.
And it was an email address that was respond by email, and it was a email address that
is unidentifiable.
Sent whoever it was the email back saying it's at the front counter, and and somebody came and picked it up.
Okay, I was just curious. Yeah.
Interesting.
Can I have a comment on that?
If you must.
Well, I appreciate Director. I'm sorry. I appreciate Director Dawson bringing that up. I would expect that if someone came to the desk and their identity was known, but they asked for the request to be anonymous, that would be handled as an anonymous request. Is that correct?
Sure would be.
Why wouldn't be?
Again, we're dealing with hypotheticals.
Right.
Well, I think the public has a right to know how their request will be dealt with. And I think the public has a right to know that if they make a request and they want it to be anonymous.
Well, if you show your face, you're no longer anonymous.
Even if you.
You're identified.
That's what I'm asking. If you, if I come here and ask for a record and I ask it to be an anonymous request, will it be, will my request be honored, yes or no?
Let me ask you a question to go with your question. Let's say you're at the counter asking for that, Don, and somebody who knows you walks in and watches you get it, and they tell everybody in town that you got it. How do you blame the board for that?
I wouldn't blame the board for that. I would blame the board if I asked for that, and then they put my name on the...
We'll have to research that and get back to you.
Will you get, do you have my email address so you can respond to me in email?
No, we'll have council address it, and we'll address it in a meeting.
Thank you very much.
So everybody has the information.
I hope you think that question's fair.
I think we're at L.
Yes.
Future agenda items.
Right.
Mr. Director Tetro.
Yes, talk about the director's comments placement.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we got that, but now we know we have it. Any other agenda items? Director Dawson.
I would like to have on a future agenda a discussion about internship program for the town. I've asked before and it's never come up, so I figured I'd ask again.
Okay.
I'd like to have a truck and put it to the end of the meeting. Well, when you're president, you can set the agenda.
Carol, do you have any comments tonight?
No.
Thank you for your hard work. Good to see you.
You're welcome.
Hearing none.
Well, that was cool.
We're out of here.
Wow.
Record.
Maybe I got air in my tire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the whole goal here, to get out of here before the tire was flat.
I can hear it.
Dear my goodness. Thank you.
I think we might have to go to the next one.